Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to the Lord in the highest. Lift voice to Jesus, celebrate him. Lift a voice, give him all the thanks. Glory be to your holy name. Honor be to your holy name in the highest. Father, we thank you for all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Somebody today, you'll be healed and you'll be free from every affliction in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're here this afternoon to pray for the health of our life in the name of Jesus Christ, and for the health of our people, including all our family members, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I believe as we pray, everyone that is sick in our family will be healed in the name of Jesus, and we shall begin to live in good health and long life for the rest of our life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So you are welcome to prayer. Firstly, we're going to be praying, say, Father, thank you for supernatural healing of every worshiper in Winners Chapel, New York, via your word and unbroken covenants. Psalm 89, verse 34. He said, my covenant I will not break, neither alter the things that has gone out of my lips. Lift your voice to Jesus. Let's pray together and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for supernatural healing of every worshiper at Winners Chapel International, New York, via your word and unbroken covenant. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for perfecting the healing of every member. Thank you for perfecting the healings of all our family members by your unbroken covenant. You said, by your stripes, we were healed. Thank you for taking away sickness as we serve him. He said, you shall serve and I will take away the sickness. Thank you because this hour, you are taking away sickness from the midst of us. You are taking away sickness from every family. Lift your voice, give him all the thanks, because none of you shall be sick again. None of you shall be sick again. You shall be exempted from sickness in the land. You shall be exempted from torture in the land. You shall be exempted from affliction in the land. Lift your voice and say, Father, I am giving you thanks for my health, for your unbroken covenant through my health. In the name of Jesus, I'm thanking you because you are healing me via your unbroken covenant. Your covenant you cannot break, neither alter the things that has gone out of your lips. Lift your voice to Jesus and give him thanks. Celebrate him, because today you will be free from sickness and disease and in your generation. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving God thanks. Amen. Next, we are going to be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, and by your redemption power, this hour we declare everyone come sick in our midst be healed by the stripe of Jesus. According to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 53, verse 5, it said, by stripes we were healed in the name of Jesus. We were made whole. Lift our voice to Jesus and begin to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, and by your redemption power, we decree and declare this hour, anyone caught sick in our midst is healed. Anyone caught sick in our midst is healed. Anyone caught sick in Winners Chapel, New York is healed. Anyone caught sick in Winners family, you are healed. Anyone caught sick in our family, we send the war. Let the war heal. Let the war begin to deliver. This hour will not pass you by in the name of Jesus. Anyone under pain, anyone under attacks, anyone under sickness, anyone under affliction, anyone under pressure, the hour has come to liberate men from all the power of sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, be free through the word of faith by the covenant broken. unbroken covenant. You are healed. You are delivered. You are healed. You are delivered. Total freedom is released into our camp, into your family. Right now, this hour, somebody is free from oppression, from high blood pressure, from diabetes, from cancer. Be healed. Be delivered. Be healed. Be delivered. By the said one, we send the word to everywhere, to every hospital, to everywhere, every family is located. I send the word of God to you. Receive your healing right now. Receive your total deliverance. Be healed and be delivered. Let the word of God set you free. Let the word of God set people free. Everyone connected to this prayer, everyone listen to this prayer, everyone that will listen to it later, the word of God is setting you free. Be free and be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Next, we're going to be praying. We're going to be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary, I crush and I uproot every seed of sickness and disease working in my body. My Bible told me in the book of Matthew 15:13, every plant my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Begin to curse it. Begin to uproot it. Begin to curse it. I curse the root of sickness and I uproot it. Root of sickness in the body of any member of this church, Winner Chapel, New York. Everyone that will listen to the audio of this prayer later, I decree every seed of sickness in your family, in your generation, is cursed, is uprooted. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we curse the roots of every sickness, of every disease in every generation right now. Be uprooted. Sickness, I cause a hold over the life of anyone connected to this prayer. Everyone that will be connected later through the audio, I decree you are free in the name of Jesus. Whose sickness is uprooted, we uproot it in the name of God the Father, in the name of God, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Every root of sickness in my body, in the life of any member of my family, be uprooted right now. Lift your voice to Jesus. Begin to uproot sickness in your body, sickness of the hidden, sickness in the world, affliction ravaging the world. I uproot it in the life of every member, in the life of everyone connected to this line. Be free from sickness. Be free from affliction. Be free in your generation. He will not leave sickness for your generation. In the name of Jesus, your generation will not be sick. Your children will not be sick. Your children will not be sick. Your wife will not be sick. Your husband will not be sick. Lift your voice to Jesus. Say, I uproot today every sickness in my body. I decree in the name of Jesus, in my body, sickness, you are uprooted. Whatever my heavenly Father has not planted is rooted out. Therefore, we root out sickness in the life of everyone. Thank you, Father. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Next, we're going to be praying. We say, Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the blood of the everlasting covenant, I decree and declare every organ in my body begin to function in the perfections in which God created you. Begin to function in the perfection in which God created you. According to Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree it, and it shall be established, and the light of God will begin to shine on your path. Lift your voice to Jesus. Everyone cry to God, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the everlasting covenant, I decree and declare every organ in my body begin to function in the perfection in which you are created. Begin to function in the perfection in which God created you. Every organ in the body of every member begin to function right now in the perfection in which you are created by God. The organ in your body will begin to function right now. Begin to function. be restored right now to perfection. Be restored, everyone. Your organs restored in the name of Jesus. No more. No more sickness, no more affliction in the name of Jesus. The rest of your life in the name of Jesus. As long as you're in Christ, you will spend the rest of the days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. As you serve Him, He will service your body. Lift your voice to Jesus and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, every organ in my body be corrected. Be perfected in the name of Jesus. Every organ is corrected. Let there be testimonies of correction of organ right now. Brain is going to begin to function in the perfection. Blood begin to function in the perfection. No more high blood pressures. No more sugar in the name of Jesus. Lord, no more cholesterol in the blood in the name of Jesus. Everything become normal in the name of diabetes. We root you out in the name of Jesus. Cancer, we cause a hole in our life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, because every organ in our body begin to function in the perfection in which God created it. Lift your voice to Jesus, celebrate Him. As you have decreed, so shall it be. Your organ begin to function in the perfection of which God created it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Next, we're going to be praying. Saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the breaking forth of light of your word, I decree this hour, my head is breaking forth, and I'm going from strength to strength. And Isaiah 50 ever said, he said, your light shall break forth and your head will spring forth. Therefore, begin to decree, my light is breaking forth, my head is breaking forth. My light is breaking forth, my head is breaking forth. Lift up voice to Jesus, by the breaking forth of light, my head begin to spring forth. My head is springing forth. I'm going from head to head. No more weakness in my body. No more weariness. I'm going from strength to strength. Lift your voice to Jesus. I can feel the power of God right now. Somebody is going from weakness to health. Somebody is going from weakness to strength. From strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them, as they appear in Zion, you have appeared this afternoon in Zion. You are going from strength to strength. You are going from strength to strength. No more weakness in your body. No more weakness in your body. Your children will not be weak. Your entire family will not be weak. No more weakness. We cut the root of weakness. No more pain. In the name of Jesus, pain is cursed. Hate is cursed out of your body. You are going from strength to strength. Receive now the strength of heaven. Receive now heavenly strength. In the name of Jesus, receive the strength of heaven right now. You are going from strength to strength. By the light of God's word, He said, your head shall spring forth. As the light is breaking forth, your head is springing forth. Lord, let earth begin to spring forth. By this revelation, let earth begin to spring forth. Let somebody be healed. Let somebody be healed right now. Receive your healing right now. As the light breaks forth, your head will heal. Your head will spring forth. As the light breaks forth, somebody's head is springing forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, you shall not be sick again. Somebody say, I shall not be sick again. In the name of Jesus, somebody put it in the chat. You will not be sick again. You will not be called the sick. You shall be the healer. And shall begin to be healing people in your generation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Next, you are going to be praying. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, I declare every dead organ in my body is quickened and restored to normal. Every dead organ in my body is quickened and restored to normal. Womb that is dead, be quickened, be restored to normal. In the name of Jesus, Romans 8:11, if the same spirit that raised Jesus right from the dead dwell in you, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it shall quicken your mortal body. It shall quicken every everything that is called death in her that hath died, but not in Christ. All that is in Christ shall be quickened, shall be restored. Now, in the name of Jesus, lift the voice and begin to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the same Spirit that raises Jesus from the dead, every hunger in my body that is dead, begin to quicken, receive the supernatural quicken, be restored back to normal. Womb that is dead, be restored. Eyes that is blind, be restored. Knee that is there, be restored. Organ that is not functioning, begin to function properly in the name of Jesus. Everything that needed to leave your body, sickness is leaving your body. In the name of Jesus, begin to enjoy divine health. From this hour, I decree somebody begin to enjoy your health right now. In the name of Jesus, you will not suffer affliction again. Your children will not suffer affliction again. That affliction is rooted out. This hour, be free, be delivered by the sent word. Lift your voice to Jesus and give him all the time. Because everything that is there in the name of Jesus is quickened by the Spirit. Thank you, Father Lord. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body. Womb is quickened in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, pray that some work will begin to work. According to Romans 8, chapter verse 11. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Next, we are going to be praying. I love this. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the fire of Holy Ghost, let the healing virtues begin to flow through my entire body. Fire of the healing virtues be released right now. Psalm 147 verse 3. He healed the broken in hearts and bind their wounds. Let healing virtues be released. Healing virtues release. He healed the broken in hearts. He healed the broken in hearts. He bind their wounds. He healed the broken in hearts. Begin to heal everyone that is broken hearted. Bind the wounds. He healed the broken in hearts and he bind their wounds. He healed the broken in hearts and he bind their wounds. He healed the broken hearted. He bind their wounds. Everyone whose heart is broken, receive your healing. Let the healing virtues flow through the bodies, flow through the spirits, flow through the souls. In the name of Jesus, let the healing virtues be released now. Let somebody be healed. Healing virtues release. I release healing virtues from this throne of grace, from this liberation altar. Let the healing virtue be released. Somebody's healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody's cured. The blood in the name of Jesus. You are healed by the blood of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Every flame board, stop right now. I command to stop right now in the name of Jesus. Every issues of blood, stop right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father Lord. Moving objects, be uprooted right now. Thank you, Father. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Next, we decree, Father, in the name of Jesus, and by your redemptive power, I cast the spirit of death and grief over my life right now. Spirit of death and grief, I cast you. He said in Psalm 30 verse 3, I like to read from Psalm 30 verse 3, that thou hast brought my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive. I will not go to the pit. Lift your voice to Jesus. I will not go to the pit. I, Timothy Ario, will not go to the pit. I put your name. I refuse to go to the pit. In the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of death and grace. Untended death shall not be my curse. Untended death shall not be the curse of everybody of this life. Untimely death shall not be the portion of your children. Your husband shall not die untimely. in the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of death and grace in our camp. I curse the spirit of death and grace over life of humanity in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, thou hast brought me out of the grave. You are taking people away from the grave. In the name of Jesus, you will keep them alive. You shall be alive. You shall be alive. You shall be kept alive in the name of Jesus. You shall not go to the pits. You shall not die on untimely death in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody cry aloud, I am delivered from grave and death. I shall not go to the pits in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, we decree, Father, in the name of Jesus, from henceforth, my health is restored. My health is renewed. My health is revitalized by the power and the blood of Jesus. And with his stripes, I'm healed. Thank you, Father. My health is restored. Say it. My health is restored. My health is renewed. My health is revitalized by the power and the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Because by his stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. You will not suffer sickness again. Be healed today and be healed forever. Lift your voice to Jesus, celebrate him. Give him all the thanks and give him all the praise. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Somebody is free today from any bondage, from any attacks. Any arrow of the enemy sent to you is restored back to the sender in the name of, in sevenfold, in Jesus' mighty name. Be free today and be free forever in Jesus' mighty name. Together, let's share the goodness. Surely, God's goodness.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.